Spanish state, social polarization and budget defeat for snap election defeat the right in the ballot boxes, and in the streets. Izquierda Revolucionaria, revolutionary left, CWI in the Spanish state, Pedro Sánchez's term is over. A government of the Social Democratic SO Party, formed 8 months ago after the vote of no confidence against Rajoy of the traditional right-wing Pages Party, has been brought down by a vote in parliament against budget proposals. But beyond parliamentary arithmetic, what the early election shows is a complete instability and discredit that corrode the regime of 1978 established after the end of the Franco dictatorship. Its most visible expressions include the mass movement for self-determination and a republic in Catalonia. Also the advance of the extreme right, boosted by the rise of Spanish nationalism and the crisis in the Pages. And a social movement with roots in the impoverishment of the population and growing inequality, which does not stop despite all attempts to deactivate it by the union bureaucracies, social democrats, and leadership of the left electoral movement Podemos. Lessons from the 1930s: we are witnessing a great political polarization that most analysts cannot ignore. In these circumstances, it is worth reflecting on what happened in the 1930s, pointing out, obviously, that we are not in a situation of open revolution and counter-revolution. Today, no matter how much propaganda the supporters of the 78 regime put out to contradict it, the state apparatus maintains all the authoritarian and reactionary features inherited from the dictatorship. This that has been highlighted once again in its repressive response in confronting working-class struggle. The Bonapartist tendencies of the 78 regime are shown, not only by activating the gagging law, and trials of left activists, trade unionists and artists for fabricated crimes to demobilize and intimidate fighting organizations, but also by what has happened in Catalonia is the best proof of what we are saying, the resounding refusal to recognize the legitimate right of the people of Catalonia to self-determination, plus the unleashing of an unprecedented police and judicial repressive barrage, and the heightening of the most rabid Spanish nationalism. In the 1930s, the revolutionary crisis that swept through Spain's Second Republic was marked by different factors. But the most important of all was the inability of SO, in coalition with capitalist republicans, to carry out the social reforms the people longed for. In the context of a profound crisis of Spanish and international capitalism, social democracy failed in its attempt to carry through agrarian reform. The large landowners continue to enjoy absolute power, imposing backwardness and misery on millions of day laborers. Nor was SO able to improve the wages and living conditions of workers. Nor did it confront the economic sabotage of the capitalist class. It renounced separating church from state, and did not end the privileges of the Catholic hierarchy in education and the economy. It remained subservient to the reactionary element of the army and judiciary, then as now refused to grant Catalonia the right to self-determination, and did not end the colonial occupation of Morocco. The frustration generated by political disillusionment and SO fueled polarization, and gave rise to seemingly contradictory phenomena. In the first place, there was an electoral triumph for the right, with the reactionary Catholic Cedar Party at its head, in November 1933. Then came the October 1934 workers' insurrection against an attempt to establish a fascist state by legal means. Finally, there was the breakup of the capitalist parliamentary regime under the relentless pressure of the class struggle. And the Francoist military coup provoked a revolutionary outburst in Republican territory, and a civil war that lasted for 3 years. Of course, it would be foolish to say we are facing events that are going to repeat themselves along the same lines. Referring to the past is instructive to understand the objective situation, and explain the causes that led to this chronic instability and social and political polarization, that nothing seems to stop. Capitalism's weak link, the crisis of Spanish and international capitalism, is the material basis of these convulsive political developments. At present, figures show a rapid slowdown in economic growth after years of social catastrophe. More than 9 million workers earn less than €800 a month. Among people under the age of 25 who work, it is €600 a month. 90% of contracts signed this year are temporary, and precariousness is like an oil slick that does not leave unaffected any sector of production. Unemployment affects more than 3.5 million people, and the prospect of a new industrial restructuring is just around the corner. The situation is desperate for the majority of the population. Under these conditions, it is not possible to expect political stability. There are more than a few capitalist politicians, the traditional right and the social democrats, who yearn for the years of the transition, after Franco. That is not a surprise. The revolutionary situation of the 1970s was frustrated by the leaderships of the left parties, the PCE, Communist Party, and Socialist Party. They capitulated to the big capitalists and political apparatus of the dictatorship. But democratic conquests were won thanks to the mass mobilization of the working class and youth, and by the blood of hundreds of fighters murdered by the repressive state forces that enjoyed total impunity. The peculiar capitalist democracy created in the heat of that confrontation benefited from the political ebb of the mass movement, the economic boom of the late 1980s and 90s, and substantial aid from the capitalist European Union. The regime of 1978 achieved an alternation in power between social democracy and the right, with more or less stable governments. The current situation has little in common with those years. The savage offensive against the economic and trade union rights of the working class, the dismantling of the welfare state, the infamous cuts to education and the public healthcare system, the lack of opportunities for young people, except in forced economic exile, all these have created an explosive scenario. From this drastic change in the objective situation following the Great Recession after 2007-2008, a social revolt unprecedented since the 1970s has emerged. General strikes. Mass movements such as the Green and White Tides, against attacks on education and healthcare respectively. The marches for dignity, against corruption, insecure work and poverty pay. Gamenol, location of a famous victory for struggle against criminal speculation in the city of Burgas. The great student strikes. The mass mobilizations for self-determination and a republic in Catalonia. The remarkable International Women's Day general strike of the 8th of March 2018. And the large-scale demonstrations by pensioners. The escalation of class struggle, and the shift to the left of broad layers of workers, youth and the impoverished middle class, explains a number of important developments. The emergence of Podemos. The election on the 20th of December 2015 not leading to the formation of a government, and having to be repeated on the 26th of June 2016. And, in order for Rajoy, to be sworn in as president, the Spanish capitalists carrying out a coup within so to oust Pedro Sanchez, who, as leader, had opposed allowing the pages to form a government. The most ironic thing is, that this far-reaching movement, in which the socialist barons, former Sol leader Felipe González, and the entire PRISA Spanish media squad were involved, failed. Pedro Sánchez was returned as SO General Secretary, winning against all the odds over Susana Díaz, thanks to the mobilization of the party's members. For a fighting left now the situation has taken a new turn. Pedro Sánchez does not have the negative image that Felipe González has among the masses. Nor does he appear as a leader integrated with the most established part of the capitalist oligarchy. The attacks he has received in recent weeks from the right have given him more credibility among parts of the working class than he deserves. The right has accused him of being a traitor to the homeland, and branded him head of a present-day Popular Front, the left forces in the Spanish Civil War, for his pacts with Podemos. Something similar is happening with his position on Catalonia. He supported the application of Article 155 of the Spanish Constitution, allowing the Spanish government to suspend the autonomy of Catalonia, which firmly denies the right to self-determination. He also defended the infamous action of the public prosecutor's office against the imprisoned pro-independence leaders on trial. Despite this, the right considers him the main promoter of separatism. Are there not similarities between the political hysteria and the behavior of the reactionary forces in 2019, with their behavior in the 1930s? The snap election on the 28th of April will mean a new escalation in political polarization. The dilemma presented is evident. Either a government of the reactionary bloc of the Pages, the right populist Ciudadanos Party, and the far-right Vox Party. Or a possible coalition between PSOE and Podemos, with the parliamentary support of Catalan and Basque nationalists. In these circumstances it would be foolhardy to make a definitive prediction of what may come out of the 28th of April. PSOE has contributed decisively to demobilizing of the left's electoral base, with its policy of continuing cuts and austerity, with its unfulfilled promises, and with its acceptance of the logic of capitalism. But PSOE too have the leaders of Podemos, with their desire to get into government at any cost, abandoning social mobilization, and challenging the capitalist system, mimicking the program and parliamentary forms of social democracy. But the events in Andalusia, where PSOE was defeated, and the far-right made gains, and the rise of Vox have had a tremendous impact on the consciousness of millions of workers and young people throughout the Spanish state. Following sure class instincts, right now in the bosom of working families arises the question, can we allow the right to rise and triumph? The answer will be based on an electoral campaign in a very volatile and changing environment. There was a failure of the patriotic Spanish mobilization in Madrid on the 10th of February, in which the Pages, Ciudadanos and Vox were unable to mobilize their social base in the streets. There was the great demonstration in favor of the right to self-determination on Saturday the 16th of February in Barcelona with more than 500,000 participants. This explains the enormous social pressure towards the leaders of the capitalist Catalan nationalist PDECAT party, and left liberal Catalan nationalist ERC party, and their vote against the budget. There were enormous demonstrations for public healthcare in Galicia and Teruel. There were multitudinous demonstrations of pensioners in all regions. There is the great taxi strike in Madrid. And there is what will be a new historic strike day on the 8th of March 2019, which will fill the streets with millions of women workers and young people from the working class, along with their colleagues, male workers. All this shows the right can be defeated. As for Izquierda Revolucionaria, revolutionary left, the socialist party's sister party in the Spanish state, we will contribute with all our might to this defeat. But we will not do it to hand a blank check to Pedro Sanchez also, rather, to underline the idea that voting is not enough. We must defeat the right in the ballot boxes, yes. But to defeat the policies of the right, and force the parliamentary left to implement policies which serve the interests of workers and the oppressed, we need to continue the massive mobilization in the streets. We need also to build a combative left, with strong roots in the workers' movement and trade unions, among youth and students, and in social movements, putting forward a program of breaking with capitalism, for the right of self-determination, and a socialist republic. There is no time to lose. To defeat the right in the ballot boxes, and in the streets, join Izquierda Revolucionaria.